I'm Thilsy.
And I'm Lynn.
And together, we're Roman Oz. Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out. AllAussieRadio.com.au.
Now syndicated too.
Backwater Country, 87.6 FM.
Tuesdays and Fridays.
At 9 PM. All interviews are live.
And on location.
And may vary in audio quality from segment to segment.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, Lynn, we are still in Thargomindah.
Ah, yes. Busy time that was.
Way too busy for one program.
Yes.
That's for sure. Who's our first guest?
We've got Leith and Betty from the Outback Food Truck.
One of the caterers there.
Yes, that's correct.
We've got another caterer too a little bit later on.
Yes.
Straight after that, I chat with Naomi and Flemmo.
Yes.
And they are the licensees from the Blue River Hotel.
Mm, very good.
And then next,
you've got Paul from the Oasis Motel.
Lovely motel.
Yes.
People travelling without a caravan, I suggest you give that one a go.
Yes.
And then back to the caterers.
Yes, we've got Pepe.
From the Spanish Catering Co.
Yes, with that horrible word that I can't say, paella.
Paella, paella. I'm not sure, but he'll tell us how to say it.
Yes.
And last but not least, we chat with
Sally from Country Wear in Cunnamulla.
Absolutely beautiful lady she was.
Yes, and some nice clothes too.
Fabulous clothes. If you're travelling through Cunnamulla, folks, make sure you stop in and see Sally at the Country Wear store.
Yes.
Now, apart from these lovely people we got to chat with, we also have a great selection of music
as requested by the people we interview.
So, Lynn, what do you think?
On with the show.
Hi, g'day listeners, Phil C. Welcome to the program, Roman Oz on allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM and 87.6 Backwater Country. We're at Thargomindah at the Shearer Shindig and I am chatting with Leith and Betty and they are from the Outback Food Shack. How are we today, ladies?
Oh, well, I'm very good today, thank you. How are you?
I'm really good. That's Betty's good. Doing a great job of holding that microphone, isn't she? Oh, how are you, Betty?
I'm amazing. Ready for a big day.
Thank you so much, ladies. Tell us a little bit about the Outback Food Shack. How about you start, Leith?
The Outback Food Shack, we travel around and do a lot of the Outback venues and events. We go right to Birdsville, out to the Big Red Bash. We do Booya. We come across to Longreach. We do the camel races. We do lots and lots. And we cater as well, so we got wheels and we will travel.
Absolutely amazing. The Big Red Bash. Mm. We've been out there. When was your first time out there?
We started the first one, the very first one.
Oh, wow. So like 10 years of doing it.
Yeah, 10 years.
Amazing. Mm. Betty, what do you think of the Birdsville Big Red Bash?
Oh, yeah.
Good experience
for
you?
Yeah.
Great fun?
Great fun.
Okay.
Just
hard work.
Hard work, great fun, good party.
Yeah, a good party. You're not wrong there. So tell me, what brings two good-looking ladies like yourself to running an Outback Food Shack in the middle of Birdsville? What about you? Answer that one, Betty.
You get around, you see everything. Otherwise, we'd be just sitting at home. So it's great. You go to things you'd never even think you'd go to. Yeah, it's just seeing the Outback at its best.
Okay, now I don't want to sound sexist here, but two ladies driving around the food truck. Is there any men in this crew, Leith?
Oh, definitely. I couldn't do it without my husband,
okay,
Jamie. Right. He comes with us all the time and
right. He's
amazing and he helps when we need help.
Yeah. So Jamie drives the rig and you two ladies are responsible for the fabulous food.
Yes.
So tell us what's on your menu.
Our menu, we do lots of burgers. So we do a chicken burger, a steak burger, and a mince burger, or chicken and bacon. And then, but we also do loaded fries. They're our most popular loaded fries. So you have a bolognese mince on top with all the great stuff that goes on, the grated cheese and the curly fries and the sour cream and the chili sauce.
Oh, my goodness.
And a bit of spinach. It's very, very popular.
We go to a lot of race meetings, and now all the kids know.
All the kids know.
All you know, the
loaded fries.
Loaded fries. You're here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So when did you two girls? I'll ask you now, Betty, because I mean you don't get much talking, don't you?
This
Leith.
I don't need.
Is Leith the boss?
Yeah, she's the boss.
I can tell. So Betty, what brought you two girls together to run a business out in the middle of nowhere?
Oh, we just live around the corner from each other, and yeah. Just
decided
being friends,
it.
Go and do something, see the world, see the country.
So it sounds like you girls are doing a lot of travelling. You said, you know, we live around the corner from each other, but you do a lot of travelling, obviously.
Oh, yeah, we do. We do travel. We travel. And we go on holidays together, and we take caravan here and there. But, yeah, we do lots of travelling. So we know the outback like the back of our hand, and we go to a lot of really good events.
So what events have you got coming up?
Next weekend we're in Eulo for the Polacross. So they have a Polacross event in Eulo, so we're off to there. And then our next big one is, we're not doing the Bash this year, we're doing the Alpha Races and the Ilfracombe Races. So they're okay. Pretty big ones, yeah.
Pretty big ones.
So, yeah.
So have you done the Mundy Bash?
No.
You haven't done that one?
No.
It's a lot easier to get to the Birdsville, ladies. Why would you want to drag yourself all the way out to Birdsville?
Well, we're local. We're local. Birdsville local to us.
Really?
Yeah, so we're in Queensland and it's local.
Look, well, about 300 kilometres of dirt and rocks and dust and flies?
That's the outback.
And we have friends out there, so, you know, and we know a lot of people out there. But Mundy, we could have went there this year, but we decided not to.
We're going to Charlotte Plains instead and doing
an Endeavour Rally
this year.
Oh, wow, when's that?
August.
August of this year. Mm. So how long are you on the road? Like, following all these events, how many months of the year would you be travelling at these events?
Probably from April right through till... could go right through to Christmas.
Wow, so that's like 7 months?
Mm.
Jeez.
Mm.
And I go to work in the middle of the week, and Leith takes me on holidays somewhere during the weekend.
Fabulous. I can't believe this. And obviously your two husbands travel with you.
Yes, sometimes, yes.
Sometimes.
My husband's home doing cattle work this weekend, so.
Okay. Fabulous. So who's the better cook? Would it be Betty or Leith?
No, we're on a par. We're on a par. We bounce off each other.
Pointing at each other.
Yeah. We both get ideas, or we both think of the same things at the same time. Just look at each other and laugh.
Fair enough. So what's your most popular dish? Would it be the loaded fries?
In the food truck, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
We do weddings. We're doing the RFD ball.
We do a 500 people ball in September.
Right.
For the Flying Doctor.
We're doing a winter ball in Morven.
Right.
In July.
Okay.
So, yeah, we got a bit on.
You got a bit on. So as well as doing these events, you also do, like, is it the...
Weddings
and...
21sts and... Gates,
whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever comes up. Whatever needs a food truck.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Mm. Well, ladies, I'm going to have to wind this up now. Thank you so much for taking the time, Leith. Betty, thank you so much. What time are you going to open up? What's the opening time today?
10 o'clock.
Almost now. I better get out of your hair. We're going to wind it up. Favourite Australian singer or band, Leith?
Oh, Home Among the Gum Trees. I think that's pretty fitting for us.
Fitting for you too, ladies.
Yeah.
Johnny Williamson.
Go for it.
All right. So we're going to be back with more of Roman Oz. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Straight after Johnny Williamson's Home Among the Gum Trees.
Sing it for Steve now. I've been around the world a couple of times or maybe more. Seen the sights, I've had delights on every foreign shore. But when my mates all ask me the place that I adore, I tell them right away. What do we tell them? Give me a home among the gum trees, with lots of plum trees. A sheep, a tuak, a kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. You can see me in the kitchen, cooking up a roast, or Vegemite on toast. Just you and me, a cup of tea, later on we'll settle down and go out on the porch and watch the possums play. Give me a home among the gum trees, with lots of plum trees. A sheep, a tuak, a kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair. There's a Safeway's up the corner and a Woolies down the street, and a brand new place they've opened up and they regulate the heat. But I trade them all tomorrow for a little bush retreat with the kookaburras call. Give me a home among the gum trees, with lots of plum trees. A sheep, a tuak, a kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rock.
check. Some people like their houses with fences all around. Others live in mansions and some beneath the ground. But me, I like the bush, you know, with rabbits running round and a pumpkin vine out the back. By yourselves now.
Give me a home among the gum trees with lots of gum trees. A sheep or two, a kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an old rocking chair.
One more for stay now.
Give me a home among the gum trees with lots of gum trees. A sheep or two, a kangaroo, a clothesline out the back, veranda out the front, and an
G'day people, Phil C here, allaussieradio.com.au, coming to you from Fargaminda. The show's called Roman Oz, brought to you by allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 FM, Tasman FM, and also 87.6 in Harrington, 24/7 Country Channel. And I am speaking to the owners of the Blue River Hotel, Naomi and Flammo. How are you going, you two?
Good, thanks.
Good, how are you?
I'm really well, mate. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us today. I want to ask you a few things. What's it like, first of all, because I understand you've only been the owners of the pub for, what, about August of last year?
Yep.
What's it like living in a... Well, you were born here, Flambeau, weren't you?
Yeah, pretty much, yep.
Pretty much? So you've lived here all your life, pretty much?
Majority of it, yep.
What about you, Naomi? Where did you come from?
Southeast Queensland.
Southeast Queensland. So how long have you been here?
We've been back here 4 years.
4 years. And you've been the owners of the hotel for almost a year.
Yeah,
sounds about right.
Yep.
Coming up. So what made you buy the pub?
Natural progression, I suppose.
Yeah?
Yeah. When you were local, you were local.
So you thought, pub sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, stop working for other people, work for ourselves.
Good idea.
Yeah, work
good
together.
Idea. So you're both behind the bar. You can obviously both pour a beer, and I guess the kitchen's your domain, Naomi?
Yeah, it sure is.
So what about you? Like, you're a big fella, Flamo. What do you do? Do you toss out all the drunken shearers?
Yeah, pour the beers.
Pour the beers?
No good at cooking, so that's out of bourbon.
Okay. Yeah. And obviously keep an eye on everybody. I guess they don't get real rowdy, do they? I suppose shearers and local lads like to have a party on Friday, Saturday nights, no?
They're a good crowd.
Good crowd?
Yeah.
So you don't have to flex any muscle?
Don't have many dramas.
Because you're a big... He's a big fella, isn't he? I wouldn't want to mess with Flemo, that's for sure. So, a pub. You spent a lot of time in the pubs before you decided to buy one, or what made you buy the pub? Because there's other things you probably could have kicked off here, eh?
Yeah, we were running the swimming pool before here.
Yeah.
So we progressed from, at the pool, and then decided I'd get out of aquatics, do something in hospitality for a bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you decided on the pub.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. So what happens here? Like, you've got some entertainment coming up. Like, on Thursday night, you got Adam Kilpatrick, great mate of mine, and also fabulous entertainer. What sort of entertainment do you get? And do you do it regularly? Is it, like, once a week you have that, or is it only because the shindig's on?
Usually a couple of times a year.
A couple of times a year, yeah.
We like them to mix it up between country and rock and, mix it up, try and cater for everyone.
Okay, good idea. So what do you think goes down best out here? Is it the country or is it the rock? Because I know that Flemo is into Cold Chisel. Are you into the country stuff? Or
a little bit.
A little bit?
A little bit, yes.
Okay, so you know a bit about Adam Kilpatrick, obviously.
Yeah, he's got a good mix.
He's got a great mix, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Hey? He's sensational. So how many times has he played here for you?
He's played here lots over the years, but this will be his second time for us.
Second time for you guys.
Yeah.
And pretty special night, apparently. You got something big planned?
We're having a big smoke up, so the smoker will be going all day tomorrow, for a big feed tomorrow night.
Fantastic. So how many times do you put the smoker on?
We try to do it once a month.
Once a month?
So that we can, variety our Sunday roast.
Okay.
Yep.
And do you normally have entertainment when you have that on or not?
Depends on who's floating through town.
Right.
Always happy to give new artists a go.
Okay.
Yep.
So when you say once a month, is it like the first Sunday of the month, the last Sunday? It's just whenever you feel like it.
Yep.
Because I'm just trying to say to the listeners, if they're travelling through and the first Sunday or the last Saturday or whatever? It's just whenever.
Just pop in. We can do things at random.
Okay. Yep. So as well as the hotel, you also have a restaurant and you sell food.
Yep.
And I had some meals outside last night on the veranda, which were pretty good, I've got to tell you. The steak sandwich was delightful.
Thank you.
Did you cook? Did you cook that one, Plummer? No.
No chance.
So, what other meals do you sort of sell here?
All house made.
All house made.
So, lasagna's house made, rissoles house made.
Yes.
We get in our whole fillets and cut them all ourselves.
Okay.
So, yeah, we're a bit too far from the shops to do anything commercial. So,
of course. But those rissoles of yours, you know, I heard people talking about these rissoles from Music in the Mulga, where we were out there at Yulo the last week.
Got to thank my mum for that one. That's her recipe.
Is that her recipe? And you cooking?
Yep.
Oh, well, I tell you what, there was a few being consumed last night. And as I said, I heard about these at Music in the Mulga. So
good work.
Your rissoles are pretty famous. So apart from that, you have the standard things too, like you've got your fish and chips and your beer battered fish and chips.
Definitely.
And
whole fillet.
Yes.
Get stuck into a fillet. We've got chicken schnitzels, always popular. Thursday night's palmy night, so we decorate our schnitzel up.
Okay.
And Saturday's pizza night.
Saturday night's a pizza night.
And Sunday night's roast night.
Fantastic. So there you go, people. If you're travelling through Thargomindra on the weekend, they've got some fabulous meals here at the Blue River Hotel, and also some fabulous icy cold beer.
Yeah, we've got
nine motel rooms. I didn't realise that. Let's talk about that. So there's a motel across the road.
There is.
Okay.
We've got nine motel rooms out behind us.
So tell us about your motel rooms.
So we've got six rooms that are set up with a queen bed and a single in them.
Okay.
Full ensuite. Mm-hmm. And then we've got three workers' rooms with a king single bed in each.
Okay. Now, the place across the road, they've got pet-friendly rooms as well. How does that sort of hang with you guys? Are you happy to let them guys deal with the pets? Or?
Pets inside, yeah. We're happy if you've got a pet outside and it's well supervised.
Okay.
Yeah, because we get a lot of workers come through with the dogs on the back of the ute heading out to muster at stations.
Okay.
Yeah, more than happy for those guys to come through.
Okay. Yeah. But pets obviously not allowed in the rooms?
No.
And what about out in your beer garden? Is there any restrictions out there? Mm. I mean, we had our pets out in the veranda last night,
We keep all the pets out in the front veranda.
Out in the front veranda.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Well, that's all right. Just to let our listeners know so they don't come in with a pooch, because some of these country pubs, you can have a dog sitting at the bar.
We wish, but no. A lot of pigging dogs and a lot of working dogs out here, so they don't often mix well with the little poodles.
So you're really keeping it safe for the travelling dogs regular dogs.
Yeah.
Good idea.
A big dog fight, I think.
Yeah. You don't want to do too much of that. So I'm a bit confused here, Naomi. When I asked you about this interview, you said, no, I'm not much of a talker. Talk to Flemmer. But you've taken over the entire show.
No, she's the talker, not me. She's the talker.
She's the talker. All right, guys. Well, I'm going to wrap this up now. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us today. And before I wind it up, though, you got some great music playing on the jukebox. It's all Aussie so far. I've been listening to that as we're talking. So I'm going to play you an Aussie song. Got a favourite song, Flemmer, you might like to hear? Favourite band?
You got it, Bow River.
Bow River?
Yep.
Cole Chisholm. Good on you, my man. Stick around, folks, for more of Roman Oz, and we're going to be back with more of that straight after Cole Chisholm's Bow River. Thank you so much, Naomi and Flemmer from the Blue River Hotel.
Thank you.
Thanks.
At my feet again, and I don't want to see this town no more, wasting my dear. first thing you know, I'll be back in Bow River. The first thing you know, I will be back in Bow River. The first thing you know, I'll be back in Bow River. Oh, the first thing you know, I'll be back in Bow River again. So anytime you want, babe, you can come around. But only 60 separates me from the red top, and I've been working hard, clap out the day. The money I save will buy my youth again. I'm good for the heat, babe, and a tropical ray, and a place where you knew me and putting on the door.
G'day listeners, Phil C here. This is allaussieradio.com.au, now syndicated to 97.7 Tasman FM on the peninsula in Tasmania and also 87.6 Backwater Country in Harrington. The show is called Roman Oz and I am in Thargaminda chatting with Paul today, and he's the owner of the Oasis Motel. How are you going today, mate?
I'm going really well. Thanks, really well.
Mate, thanks for taking the time to chat to us. It's always a pleasure to meet new people on the road. How long have you been in Thargomindah and how long have you had the Oasis?
Well, we've basically only been here for just over 18 months.
Okay.
And we bought the motel to come out here. So
where were you before Thargomindah?
Oh, for the last 20 years we were managing caravan parks. So
okay.
Mainly on the east coast of Australia, all on the beach sides. And last place was Airlie Beach. So
you've come from Airlie Beach to Thargomindah.
Yeah.
Airlie Beach is like heaven. Now, what's brought you to Thargomindah? It's obviously maybe the Thargomindah sunset. I don't know. But what would have brought you from the coast to the country?
Well, yeah, it definitely is a backward step, what everybody says, you know. But we came through, this business came up, so we've been looking for business for ages.
Okay.
And I told the missus secretly, I said, I've got to take 2 weeks off. We're coming for a drive, so... 2 days later, we got out here and I said, oh, you see that motel across the road? I said, I'm looking to buy in that. So we had a look around town, we met some locals and just fell in love with the place.
Okay.
Yeah, and my wife being a city girl, I didn't think she'd go for it, but she loved every minute of it.
You didn't think she'd go for it?
No, I didn't think she would.
I got to tell you, I know Airlie Beach very well.
Yeah.
You must have had to twist her arm.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, we were managing a caravan park there. Beautiful spot, but we're working 7 days a week, you know.
Yeah.
Very hard to get the time off to do all the things that the tourists did.
Of course. I get it. So Thargomindah's only a small town, isn't it? It's got about 130 people or something?
Yeah, it's got about 220, but probably about 130 in town.
In town itself.
The rest is spread up out the countryside. So.
Yep. So obviously you get a lot of tourists come through. I was chatting with Gerda from the Tourist Information Centre the other day.
Mm.
And for the benefit of listeners, there are two caravan parks here in Thargomindah, but if you're not using the caravan parks, you want to do something a little bit better, a little bit more luxurious, the Oasis Motel. How many rooms do you have?
We've got 16 rooms.
Right.
We've got twin rooms and double rooms and some queen rooms. And we also got some dog-friendly rooms.
Dog-friendly. Now, yep. A lot of people travel with their dogs. Explain that. How does that work?
Well, we've got two little rooms down the back here that we self-contained. And that's just the pet-friendly ones.
So the dogs are allowed in the room?
Yep, they're allowed in the room.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
So there's a small extra fee for that, but that's because we clean the whole room after everybody leaves.
Of course.
Everything comes out. And,
of course.
You know, just to be healthy and respectful for the next people.
Yep.
But, yeah, no, they use quite often. We have a lot of travellers come through here. A lot like to do the Burke and Wills track.
Yep.
And, you know, see the Dig Tree and... You know, Cairns Corner and all that sort of stuff. And Thargo's a great hub to start. You can go in and out. Nothing's close around here. Everything's a bit of a drive. But if you want to set a base up, you know, shoot off for a day, come back, shoot off for a day, come back. There's plenty of things to see out here.
Absolutely. Mm. So tell us about the tariff. You've got 16 rooms from, like you said, you've got the family room, the queen-size bedroom,
yep.
And you've got the pet rooms. Do they vary in price much or how do they start?
Not a great deal. At the moment, they're... they start around $135 a night.
Okay.
And they can go up to about $175.
Okay.
So, we've got six older style rooms that basically we've got the workers come through. Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with them.
Yes.
They've been here the longest, so we call them the older style rooms.
Yes.
And then we've upgraded the other rooms, so mm-hmm. They're better standards, so they're more of our deluxe rooms.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Now, apart from the rooms, you've also got a restaurant. You're a licensed you've got a licensed bar here.
Licensed bar.
Okay. Now, there's a hotel across the street. You don't.
No.
How does that work?
Well, you've got to think of Thargo's a small town, and it's a really friendly town. So we all work together.
Yes.
If the pub's putting something on, we'll back off.
Yeah.
If we're putting a function on or a special night or, you know, whatever, they'll back off. And we utilise everybody, you know. Like we've got the Shiva Shindy coming up, so
that's
the whole
right.
town's full.
Of course.
So, but we fill up first, and then we send them to the caravan park, and then when they're full, we send them over to the pub across the road.
Okay.
So, but, you know, the restaurant's really busy. The pub's a good pub, but it does basic pub food.
Yes.
So we're a bit of above standard.
A bit above that.
Yeah. So the locals can come out somewhere and... Especially when we do our special nights. Like last night, Nancy did a palmy night with about, 15 different toppings and just something different for the locals. And then, we nearly full house last night, so.
Wow, okay. So there you go, folks. Now, if they're not staying, They're allowed to come and use your facilities as in. They can use your restaurant. They can buy a drink at your bar.
Definitely can do that.
Okay, so there's another option for you people. If you don't want to stay, but you don't want to get your pub food, you go across the road to the Oasis, you get something a little bit better.
That's right, exactly right.
Fantastic. Now, with your restaurant, you do breakfast and dinner, but you also do lunch packs. How does that work?
Because we've got a lot of workers come through as well, and bus tours. We get a fair few bus tours. So what we'll do is they'll come in for brekkie and dinner, and they'll be on their way or they'll be going sightseeing. So we'll just do a lunch pack up, which is basically a couple of sandwiches, a piece of fruit, a piece of cake, and a soft drink or a bottle of water.
Okay.
Or whatever you actually want. We can do salads, whatever they want. We can do
if we've got the
groceries ingredients here. We can do it. So
fantastic.
Yeah, we're definitely not stuck to the menu. So, and, So we do a fair few of those. A lot of workers, a lot of bus groups. So,
So you've bought the place. Do you think you're going to end up back in the coastal town, or you think this is where you're going to live the rest of your life?
We're still debating that. We've got realistically, we've got a 5-year plan. I think that's already turned into a 7-year plan because the wife decided we're going to build a house out here. That's just around the corner. So this is going to be our base no matter what. So.
No matter what.
And then, if we decide to travel, we might have 2 months off, put relief managers in here, come back, and that's our goal. So.
Sounds like you got it all worked out. So it obviously wasn't just, I saw a pub for sale, we're going to buy it. You really obviously thought all this out.
No, definitely.
Not a pub, a motel.
Yeah.
And you've obviously thought it all out.
I had to do my plan to make sure the wife had come here.
You've managed caravan parks. Have you ever had a business of your own before? Or was this only
our first own business. We did have, when we started off in caravan parks, after about 5 years, we had our own tender. Would you believe that was in Byron Bay? So we basically ran that park as a business. It was ours. So that was for 9 years. So.
Mate, you're mentioning all these places. Byron Bay, Airlie Beach. Listen to this, folks. Byron, Airlie. But it is, despite the fact that it's only a small town, and we've only been here 2 days, everybody here is so friendly.
Oh, it's great.
And so helpful. And it is a nice place if you want to have a quiet life. Because there's not a lot here. We've got the Shearer Shindig, obviously.
Yep.
But other than that, it's a pretty quiet sort of a place, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. It is. I mean, summertime's our dead time. It's too hot. When you start getting 45, 47 degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Winter time's our peak.
Yes.
We get all the southerners come up and coming through. And
yep.
And all year round, we still get our workers, because we've got the gas lines and the oil lines out here. And obviously cattle farms and properties and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very steady business, We don't mind having a month off at December when there's no one in.
When it's hot, you need to go somewhere as well.
I suppose you can get
old mate across the road in the pub to just hand out a key and take the fee if you need a break.
That's exactly right. Same with the caravan. We all sort of help each other. So yep. It's a great town. We've got zero crime rate here.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's friendly. Everyone doesn't mind a beer. So
I think it's a lovely place. Thargomindah is a wonderful little town, and anybody that's travelling through, if you just want something a bit more luxurious than the caravan parks, make sure you check out the Oasis Motel. Paul and Nancy, they'd be only too happy to look after you.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Thank you so much for taking the time, Paul.
That's my pleasure.
Mate, before we wind this up, I always play a song. It's got to be an Australian song, Australian band or singer. Got a favourite?
Oh, AC/DC.
AC/DC. Look, you don't look like an AC/DC sort. I would have thought Slim Dusty or a...
No, I'm not that country yet.
Not that country, fine. All right, okay. So AC/DC, now you got a favourite?
Jailbreak.
Jailbreak?
Yeah.
All right, okay. Well, they got a jail just down the road, don't they?
Do.
Although that's only a tourist attraction. No crime rate in Thargomindah, folks. Don't worry about leaving your car unlocked.
Yeah, that's it.
Paul, thank you so much for taking the time.
Absolute pleasure.
We're going to be back with more of Roman Oz listeners straight after Akadaka's Jailbreak.
There was a friend of mine on murder, and the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty, gave him 16 years in hell. Here. I ain't living alone. Ain't breaking gun in his hand. Bullets started flying everywhere. People started to scream. Chasing spotlights, sirens, rifles firing, but he made it out with a bullet in his.
Welcome back to the show, listeners. Phil C here, allaussieradio.com.au, and we're at Thargaminda for the Shearer's Shindig, and I am chatting to Pepe, and he's from the Spanish Catering Co. How are you going today, Pepe?
How are you? We good, really good, man.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure.
I see how busy you are. You're preparing your meals. Look at the size of these pans. Like,
yeah, man.
What's involved in these pans? They're huge.
Yeah, man. These ones are like 1 meter diameter.
Yeah.
And what we do here is like a Spanish paella. We have a couple of options here in Thargaminda. One is the traditional chicken and chorizo paella. And then we are doing one vegan.
Vegan?
Just in case.
What do you put in a vegan paella?
Just some veggies, like, you know, carrots, zucchini, mashes.
Okay.
Broccoli, onion, garlic, you know.
Okay.
Sort of things.
So you've been...
It's not really popular, but, you know, to give you a... You know, we have to...
Cater for everyone's
needs. Yeah, exactly.
So for the variety of... Because there are some vegans out
there.
Yeah,
no, definitely there are.
I don't think I've ever met one, but...
I think yesterday probably we saw like maybe, I don't know, like 3 portions probably.
Okay. So what do you have to use that up for your other meals then? Because you prepare a lot of food and then it doesn't get used.
We use it like if we have leftover, we just give it to the pigs.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Fair enough. So how long have you had the Spanish Catering Company?
Now like 9 years.
Okay.
Yeah. So we're based on the Gold Coast. Our business, probably our main thing is do weddings, private events and these sort of things.
Okay.
But, yeah, we've been doing the Thargaminda Shearer Shindig Festival. This is our 3rd year in a row.
Okay.
And, yeah, we absolutely love it here. We love the outback. We love the people. Super friendly, super, like, you know, really, really nice. And we felt super welcome all the time. And that's why it made us come here every year. all the time. So.
So what other events do you do? Other events like the country music festivals, or do you do other events like this?
Yeah, like public events, we used to do a lot. Like back in the days when we start, you know, like we did events in the area of Herbie Bay, and well, obviously on the Gold Coast. And now we are focused more on, like, you know, as I mentioned before, like private events, weddings, you know, these sort of events.
So what is, let's break it right down, what is Spanish paella?
Okay, so the paella, it's a really typical dish from Spain. Like every Sunday, pretty much all the houses make paella.
Yeah.
As you could see, like there is a kind of a show with a massive, like, paella pan, massive ring with fire on the bottom, you know. And everyone at home, like, has his own recipe. It's, like, religious, you know, like, and there is so many fights at home, like, who is making it, why you put it that, you shouldn't put this, you know, it's so many recipes, and all of them are nice. So basically it's made of the main ingredient, obviously, of the paella is the rice. And but they have so much variety, so you can put like a chicken and chorizo like we do here, we can do it with seafood, pork, the really really typical in Spain is rabbit with chicken.
Okay.
Which is not really common to find a rabbit here, but we absolutely love it.
Yes.
And all the time I'm at home, I'll do with rabbit because it's one of my favorites. But yeah, main ingredient rice and yeah, and that's it. Yeah.
Is it a spicy dish?
No, man. That's one of the things. Like everyone asks me, is that a spicy? Is that a spicy? It's not. Like I think the people get a bit confused with the Mexican stuff or South American stuff. But no, definitely paella is not a spicy, and it shouldn't be a spicy.
Okay, so it's definitely. Anybody can sort of eat.
Oh, of
it's
course.
Not a hot dish.
No,
like
no, not at all. Like
Mexican
from,
dishes.
Yeah,
boy.
No, from kids to adults, everyone like normally they like it and eat it. So yeah.
Okay. Now one of the other ones you do is the lamb on the cross. Tell
yes.
us about that.
So well, this is a really typical, as I mentioned, typical dish from the north of Spain, from the area of my dad born, which is Asturias, which is a really typical, really peculiar, let's say, place of Spain, which is like close to the ocean and has a massive mountain. So the produce there is really amazing. So they used to do back in the days when the farmers and everything like this, they used to kill the lambs and, you know, put it in a open as a butterfly and hold it in a cross and then just put it the fire on the bottom, like on the grass or whatever, and then cook it from there. When I came here, one of the things I would like to bring here to Australia was exactly this, because the way that you usually cook the lamb is on the spit, you know, on the rotisserie.
Yes.
But no, we open as a butterfly, we hold it in a cross, and then we just like hold it on the floor and put the fire underneath, yeah, to cook it.
So how long does it take to cook? Because it's obviously a slow cooking dish.
Yeah, no, look... normally, to make it really, really nice, it's like everything. You need to do it slowly, you know?
Okay.
You can do faster, and for me, it won't be the same.
Mm-hmm.
But it can take like 8 to 10 hours, easy,
okay.
You know? But yeah, the meat became like butter, super tender, like, you know, flavor, 100%, so yeah, pretty nice.
So the slower it cooks, the better flavor,
yeah, of course.
And the better texture of the,
exactly.
of the meat.
Yep, definitely.
And with that, you sell a dish called the slow-cooked lamb burgers.
Yeah, so what we are, we have two dishes with this lamb. We do lamb burgers with milk bun and spicy coleslaw.
Uh-huh.
But we also, on the same fire, we roasted onions on aluminum foil and sweet potatoes. So we also have the lamb plate. Which is this kind of lamb with the roasted onions, bit of vinegar to give acidity, to cut the fattiness of the lamb, sweet potato and coleslaw, yeah.
Fantastic. You're making my lips water. I've got to try some of
you
this
need,
later
you
on.
You need to come 10 hours after.
10 hours time.
It so will be ready.
You start really preparing it for the evening meal.
Yeah,
you put
exactly.
it on first thing in the morning,
yeah.
8 to 10 hours.
Correct. And then from 5, 5:30 p.m. should be done.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Today we are a bit late because we had a big night last night. But
It was very big last night, but tonight's going to be absolutely huge.
Yeah, I know. This is Thargominda, so it's fun.
Saturday night and Thargominda's party night.
That's it.
Maybe you should have two lambs there. I think you're going to run out of that pretty quick.
Probably.
Well, mate, thank you so much.
No
have
worries.
You got any other festivals coming up?
Not yet. We'll try to go next year to this famous Big Red
Bash. Oh, the Big Red Bash?
Something like that. We'll see if we could make it. That would be pretty cool.
You know, that's out in the middle of the
Yeah, I know. Well, actually, I just remember the first year we did Thargominda was in 2021.
Yes.
We did Thargominda in May, and then we went to the Boulia Camel Races.
Boulia, yes.
That was pretty fun too. Probably next year we will come back.
Maybe I suggest to you Monday, because the people
Monday,
because the people who do the Big Red Bash also do Monday.
Okay.
Now Monday is just the other side of Silverton, Broken Hill, Silverton, Monday. It's close.
Okay.
If you're going to go to the Big Red Bash, you're going to need a pretty serious vehicle, a four-wheel drive,
a
solid trailer. Yeah, roads out there are pretty rough.
Pretty rough.
But I must say, once you get there, it's a fabulous event.
Yeah.
And they'll love you out there. If you go from that one, you can go from that one to the next one.
Yeah, then we just make the bus and we just go everywhere.
That's the way.
Cool.
Pepe, I'm going to wind this up now, mate. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much for your time. It's been a pleasure, man.
Now, before we finish this, though, I do have to play you a song, and it has to be Australian. I know you might want some, you know, Julio and Glazier. No, this is all Australian music.
I don't know. Let's put... I don't know, Australian band, AC/DC, let's go, AC/DC, Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell.
That's
it. I tell you, if you go to Monday, you're going to be fine. If you go to Birdsville Big Red Bash, that's the Highway to Hell, okay?
Good on you. We'll be there.
Thank you so much, Pepe.
Thank you very much, my friend.
There you go, listeners. That's Pepe from the Spanish Catering Co. And we're going to be back with more of Roman Oz straight after AC/DC's Highway to Hell. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the show, listeners. Phil C here, and we are at Thargaminda, the Shearer Shindig, and I'm chatting with Sally from Country Wear from Cullamulla. How you going, Sally?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing really well. Thank you for taking the time to chat.
It's lovely. Thank you for having me on your show.
That's okay. Tell us a little bit about Country Wear and embroidery services in Cullamulla. What's the sort of things that people can come in there and buy, for example?
So Cullamulla Country Wear works with another business, Peru Contracting, and she does our embroidery and printing services.
Okay.
We mostly do workwear and, I guess, advertising for businesses on bags and shirts, which is proving to be really, a really good way to advertise business. So, it's coming along really strongly, which is, part of the business, but I'd like to grow more.
Okay. And the Country Wear, I guess, is for farmers, shearers?
Anyone. We have an online store as well.
Tell us about the online store.
Well, it's been going for, I'd say, about 6 months. We developed it about 6 months ago, opened it. It's going quite strongly too now. We have majority of our brands on there, and you can buy your workwear on there as well.
So what are your brands?
So we do have a lot of work. We can basically order in any brands, excluding brands that don't do wholesale, but generally we'll work with Pilbara, Bisley, Canterbury, Aaron Williams, Country Road, and Thomas Cook are probably some of our larger ones.
Yep.
But we also deal with smaller businesses and support other outback Australian businesses as well.
Fantastic. So how long have you been in Cullamulla?
I was in Cullamulla for about 14 months when I bought the store. I've now employed a local lady to manage the store for me.
Okay.
And I actually work from home in Wundowin, so trying to cover business in Wundowin and the Western Downs as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. So what made you decide to buy the business? Is it just because you wanted to have your own, I guess, business, work for yourself? And why did you choose Country Wear?
I just think, why not? It's Cullamulla has a great community.
Yeah.
And it was an older store and had that old fashioned country service and I guess that vibe that I was looking for in other towns and couldn't find. So when I came across the store in Cullamulla, it just sort of had Sally written all over it.
Fantastic. Yep. So did you have a business before or was this your first business?
I had online stores for about 5 years prior.
Yep.
And then wanted to branch into a shop to keep all the stock basically because it was taking over the house. So I was looking for quite some time and found Cullamulla.
Okay. So you're at Thargaminda now, the Shearer Shindig. Do you do a lot of events or only selective ones?
I do a few events. This year's sort of coming to an end in the next couple of months, but then I'm looking forward to the Channel Country Ladies' Day, which is in Nacundra this year in October. So that's the next big one that we'll be doing,
So what happens at the Channel Country...
Ladies' Day.
What is that? Ladies' Day, so no men are allowed to this one?
Oh, we have a few men there to help us out. But, it's a great event. Women from all over the Channel Country get together and have a really good time. There's stalls there and a lot of fun is had. And I guess it gives all the Channel Country ladies a chance to get together and, forget about what's going on at home and work and isolation and that sort of thing and coming together and just having a really good weekend.
So when you say having a good weekend, what goes on at the Ladies' Day?
Well, you'll have to jump on the website and check it out.
Oh, come on. I'll have to get the ladies to check it out. Not a problem. All right. Well, look, I hope you have a fabulous day. The weather's perfect here and I'm sure you're going to do extremely well out here and I guess I can't go to the Ladies' Day because I'm not a lady.
We've had a great day so far, so great weekend all in all.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us, Sally.
Thank you.
I'm going to wind this up now. Can I play a favourite song of yours by anyone in particular?
Oh, sure. How about we go with John Williamson, True Blue.
Johnny Williamson's True Blue. We'll be back with more of Roman Oz straight after that one, folks.
Hey, True Blue, don't say you've gone. Say you've knocked off for a smoker and you'll be back later on. Hey, true blue. Hey, true blue. Give it to me straight, face to face. Are you really disappearing? Just another dying race. Hey, true blue. True blue. Is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing by your mate when he's in a fight? Or just Vegemite? True blue, I'm asking you. Hey, true blue, can you bear the load? Will you tie it up with wire just to keep the show on the road? Hey, true blue. Hey, true blue. Now be fair dinkum. Is your heart still there? If they sell us out like sponge cake, do you really care? Hey, true blue. True blue. Is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing by your mate when she's in a fight? Or just Vegemite? True blue, I'm asking you. Is it me and you? Is it mom and dad? Is it a cockatoo? Is it standing by your mate when he's in a fight? Or just Vegemite? True.
Hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page or allaussieradio.com.au.
Tune in next week for more Roman Oz.